Welcome to Linux in the Shell, episode 31. My name is Dan Washko. I'll be your host. And before starting, as always, I'd like to thank Hacker Public Radio for hosting the website and the audio files. HackerPublicRadio.org. Check it out for some really great content every day of the week. And consider contributing to Hacker Public Radio because they're always looking for new and fresh voices. HackerPublicRadio.org. Today we're going to talk about the cat command. Cat command stands for concatenate. And basically what it does is it takes a file or standard in and concatenates it or displays it to standard out or but through redirection to another file or using a pipe to another command. Cat, basic, but very versatile. Let's talk about some of the basics switches for cat command. Cat, let's say you have a file called test.txt. Cat test.txt is just going to display the contents of test.txt out to standard out. So you're going to see that file. Dash n, or dash dash number, is going to number each line of the output of the file. So if you do dash cat dash n test.txt, each line of that file is going to have a number preceding it. Very basic. Now, you can use a dash b, or dash dash number dash nonblank, where the line number will only be befront or precede any non-blank line. So any line that has text or characters on it, it will have a number. But if it's a blank line, it will not number it. There'll just be a gap there. But it will still preserve the contents of the file. If there's a blank line, you'll still see the blank line. There's a dash s, or dash dash squeeze blank, which removes repeated empty lines of output. So if your test file has a number of lines, like a number of sentences, and then you have a blank line, and then a number of sentences, you'll see that blank line. But if you have, after that blank line, there's four other blank lines for a total of five blank lines, you will only see one blank line. It will suppress any repeated empty lines in the output. So they're kind of squeezed out is what ends up happening. The cat command can show non-printing characters with the dash V or dash dash show non-printing, which can be very handy. If you are looking at a file, you want to make sure it doesn't have any like DOS line breaks or anything like that in there, you could do a cat-v on the file, and it will show you all the line breaks in there, DOS line breaks or non-printing characters. If you just cat the file, you won't see them. If you less or more or, you know, VI the file, chances are you may not see them either. But with the -v, you can see the non-printing characters. Pretty handy. Now, if you really want to test this out, a way to get non-printing characters into a file, you can do like vi or vim, like vim test.txt. And if you want to put a non-printing character in there, you do control M and then control some other character like V. You can put in there control M, control V would give you a non-printable character, which you can test this out. The dash E or dash dash show ends to cat command displays a dollar sign at the end of each line. So if you're not clear on where a line ends or you want to see line ends, where it will put the dash E, capital E, will show a dollar sign at the end of the line. And if it's a blank line, it will show a dollar sign only on that line. Now, that's stuff that's not going to be printed or show up in the file itself regularly unless you do the dash capital E. So it's not adding anything to your file. Just be aware of that. You can show tabs in a file. Well, technically what it does is it kind of shows tab replacement, tab character, with the dash capital T or dash dash show tabs, show dash tabs. And instead of seeing the space where a tab would be, you're going to see a caret and an L. instead of, or caret and a capital I, sorry, instead of the tab itself. So you'll see, if you had two tabs, you'd see caret, capital I, caret, capital I, with the dash, capital T. Now, some of these commands can be aggregated. Instead of having to show each and every, you know, put each and switch in there, you could do dash lowercase e. And what that does, it combines dash lowercase v and capital E together, which means show all non-printing characters and show the ends of the files. All right? There's dash T, which combines, you guessed it, lowercase v and capital T, which shows non-printing characters and tabs. Tab substitution. Instead of tabs, you see the tab character. Then there's dash A for everything, which is combination of dash V, capital E, and capital T. Now it shows all non-printing characters, shows the ends of lines, and shows tabs as tab replacement character. If you do not specify a file to the cat command, it will accept input from standard in, which means anything you type in standard in and hit enter is going to be echoed back out on standard out. Similarly, a dash for a file will signify to use standard in also. And you can do some pretty neat stuff with that. I saw a couple years ago that the Linux from Scratch project, they talked about using or showed you how to use the cat command as a text editor, a quick and dirty text editor. So you would type in cat and you would output that or redirect the output with a greater than symbol to a file like text.txt, and then into that with two less than symbols you would put in double quotes EOF for end of file. So anything that you typed out after that standard in would be redirected to test.sh until you typed on a blank line capital EOF for end of file and hit enter, it would stop the cat command, it would close out the file, and all the stuff that you put in there would be redirected to the test.txt file, quick and dirty text editor. You can use a pipe, you can cat a file to a pager like less or more, although you could already use less or more on the file without having to cat it. You can cat stuff to grep, cat stuff to cut, whatever other command that you want to cat things to. So cat is a very basic, very handy command that you could do a lot with. By itself, you can get the output of a file, but used in conjunction with redirects and pipes, it can be a really handy, useful tool for cutting things apart and breaking up information and doing text manipulation. That's Linux in the Shell, episode 32. The cat command. My name's Dan Washko. I thank you for listening. Head on over to the website for the full write-up and the video of the document of using the cat command. We'll see you here again in a couple of weeks, and listen to Hacker Public Radio because it's some great stuff.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.